This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bengals did it, or at least they're about to do it, as they are signing both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase to extensions. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in football, making over $40 million a year. And T. Higgins is going to make close to $30 million a year. So first and foremost, Jason, how did they get Mike Brown to open up the checkbook, something he's been reluctant to do essentially forever?
I mean, there have been points in time where I can remember when Geno Atkins was becoming one of the best D tackles in the league, and that was a young defense still under Marvin Lewis that was starting to develop pass rushers and had one of the best D lines in the league. Pecco was becoming a force, and you wondered, would they keep it together? And they did. He also paid two corners at the same time a long time ago that I didn't think he would do, and used the franchise tag to keep him. So it's not like he's never done it, but it has been rare. And take Mike Brown out of it, there are just arguments to be made about if you're going to be, in general, a back half of the league spending team, does it make sense to have this much cash and cap locked up in two positions? Because essentially quarterback and wide receiver, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, it's significant. And part of the reason you pay a receiver what you paid, or pay a quarterback what you pay Joe Burrow, is you're going to help us develop guys.
Yes.
We don't need a $40 million receiver and a $30 million receiver when we have Joe Burrow. So it's a little odd to me because I don't like them in the trenches. So that's a problem. I mean, the offensive line has been an issue there for years. I don't see how they're going to get better there. It's for the first time in a long time, people aren't raving about this offensive line in the draft. So it would be a weird time to try to meet that challenge. They also need help at all three levels on defense. And they had games last year where they were unstoppable on offense and they still lost because they were even worse on defense. I think it's a odd way to build your football team. And it's essentially 2 years. You got Higgins for 2 years. Higgins ain't going to be here after 2 years if you really look at that contract. So you've got 2 years to try to win it this way. I don't buy it. When the Bengals had their best season that they've had in 30 years, to me, it was primarily because they had the best second half defense in the NFL. And it didn't matter what happened in the first half of these games. They had Joe Burrow at the helm, who's unflappable. And they had a defense that made cunning adjustments that changed the game, that shut down Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Arrowhead to allow your offense to win. Like, that was it. And when it led up in L.A., they lost the game. Yeah. Now, they got some bad calls against them, too. Some shady PI calls in that Super Bowl that was played in the Rams Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the equation that worked. It wasn't first team to 50 wins.
you look at that whole playoff run. I think they played the Raiders in the first game where they had a defensive stand at the goal line to win that one. Then the Tennessee game, the critical turnovers they forced.
Didn't Joe Burrow get hit like 19 times in the Tennessee game?
He was sacked the most amount of times in a playoff game, I believe. He tied it at least. And coming up with the big plays against Mahomes, it was the defense that led them to that Super Bowl.
And if I'm going to believe what I read, they're going to get a deal done with Hendrickson as well. And then it's like, well, who's playing every other position if you're going to have four massive contracts like this?
Look, it can be done. And I'm not telling you that like the Bengals are going to be pushovers. But we can look at the Rams, and the Rams had a star-studded team, and they were top-heavy when they won it. They had also done a better job drafting what was left of those draft picks. Everybody said F them picks, but they made the most of what they had. Mm-hmm. Howie Roseman, yes, we can talk about all the money he spent. We have on this show. He's also like destroyed the draft like three straight years. The Bengals haven't done that. Part of the reason the Bengals can do this is the only guys that they really have drafted that they want to extend are the quarterback and two receivers.
Yeah.
Nobody on defense Hendrickson, who's at the end. There's no ascending young players on their rookie contracts who you'd be like, oh, I got to have him, I got to have him, I got to have him.
Yeah, and they didn't even draft Hendrickson. They brought him in for free agency.
Brought him in late in his career.
Yeah. So if you're building a 7-on-7 team, then yeah, maybe it's prudent to pay the two wide receivers. But they have so many holes on this football team. They're going to score some points, but they're going to give up a lot of points.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just think there's other ways you can. It's about the allocation and reallocation of resources. And I don't think this is going to pay off the way that they would. And I just think it's wild. They're taking victory laps in Cincinnati, like fans and the media, and look what he did. Morons, he could have done the same thing two years ago.
Got him cheaper.
Then you actually could have built around them. Like, if they are this good and this generational, they all should have been paid right after year three.
Yeah, this is more
from the hell did we get the two franchise tags for T. Higgins for?
This is more like how the Cowboys extend their guys than how smart teams do it. Like, look at what they did with Dak and with CD, like, and what they're doing right now with Micah Parsons.
If it didn't take Joe Burrow 3 years to get this guy to do the right thing, you might have more of a real roster.
GM Joe Burrow.
Yes.
He I'm convinced he's the guy that got this done. Started talking about cap and going on every single media outlet he could to explain how to do it. And I think the owner and Duke Tobin probably told the owner, like, look, we have to do this. He knows you can't not do it.
Yes. Agreed. You kind of shamed him into it.
So what are they, the second best team in the AFC North, assuming health?
I mean, they are, but like last year, who was the second best team in the AFC East? Like, I was at Miami. Yeah. I don't even remember how it played. I guess because they had the Jets and the. But I mean, like, it's like that. Like, this league still ultimately balance in the trenches, balance offense, defense, special teams, being able to win games with a multitude of game scripts and a multitude of templates to me sets the truly elite teams apart. And again, this is the first team to 40 or first team to 42 or first team to 45. I don't know that that's going to play. I especially don't know that it's going to play against some of these better teams in this conference, the better conference, when you have to go on the road in January. Because if you're telling me they're the second best team in this division, guess what? They're playing nothing but road games in January.
Yeah.
And it puts so much pressure on the offense. You think of what the Ravens went through the first 10 weeks of last season, where they needed to score that many. And if the offense isn't on, you're not going to have a good shot at winning.
And even the offense. Let's see their starting five offensive linemen come the first weekend of September. Let's look at that depth
chart. See how much Joe Burrow gets hit.
Ball's coming out fast.
Yeah, it will. Hey, coming up next, Ravens have made some moves in the last week since the last we talked to Rita Hubbard. Plus, we're getting closer to opening day, and Terps play on Friday. Remember, you can hear their game against Grand Canyon right here on 105.7 The Fan, beginning with pregame coverage at 3:30. Rita Hubbard joins us next here on The Fan.